It is time now for Kids Q, our 97.9 The Hill Kids Question of the Week, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children, as well as an interesting way to start a conversation with any children in your life or any of your friends and family. For this week's Kids Q, I am joined in the studio by Jada Girillo. Jada, thanks so much for popping on in. How are you?
I am doing very well, Brighton. Thank you. I am very much enjoying the beautiful sunny day we have outside and the weather that we've had all week, really.
Oh, it makes such a difference when the sun is out, when it's not unbearably hot in our community. That's really the difference for me is that, yes, it's sunny and that definitely helps with the mood, but I like to be outside in the sun, and when it's 85 degrees with a lot of humidity, that's not always the case. But
yes,
this week is
pollen.
Like,
yeah,
pollen, oh my gosh, yes. Thank goodness we have gotten past that that initial just outburst. Doesn't feel like quite the right word, but that's kind of what it was.
It's really unfortunate that just when the weather finally gets nice at the beginning of the year comes the pollen,
mm-hmm.
and you just can't enjoy it for a couple of weeks.
Honestly, it's been one of the few silver linings of the mask mandate, needing to wear masks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that has helped me when outside.
Absolutely.
Dealing with the pollen, not be quite as sneezy or anything like that. All right, Jada, let's take a look at our kids' question of the week.
Okay.
And it is, this is a very interesting one, very philosophical here. The Kids Q is, what makes something funny?
Ooh, what makes something funny?
What makes something funny? I feel like the initial reaction is to be like, well, anything that makes you laugh. But that's not necessarily what makes it funny.
Well,
that's the response.
As you said, that's a very interesting question. And I think the answer is very subjective. Of course, it's Kids Q. There's no wrong answers here.
Absolutely.
So I think we can say it is whatever makes us laugh. But, you know, I think each person is going to be different in terms of what they think is funny based on their personality and their past experiences, obviously. So I don't know. When I think about the very definition of what makes something funny, I think it's basically what you said, anything that kind of sparks that little internal mirth inside of you. So I don't know, when I think about some of the funniest things that I have experienced, you know, I love a good funny movie or a comedy set or something like that, but sometimes the funniest things, the things that make me really laugh and crack up the most, are things that are completely unexpected. And unfortunately, it's usually like, maybe I have a penchant for like physical comedy, because it's usually like involving somebody like getting hurt or falling down or like. So a small example, this isn't a great story, but this is one of the funniest things that I remember experiencing in the past couple of years. And it was right here at the radio station one day in a meeting in the conference room with a group of people. And I was at the front of the room and I had passed out some papers for everyone to review. And I was at the front of the room speaking, and I looked over at one of our coworkers, who I will choose not to name.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Although I don't think he would really care. Anyway, as I looked at him, it just happened to be in the moment when he was flipping these papers. And I just happened to see one of these papers. I don't know what he did with his hands, but like the paper flipped up and somehow got under his glasses, and like the corner like poked him in the eye.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
And exactly. This is something like, he could have been injured. Like, this could have scratched his cornea or something. Like, he could have needed surgery. But just seeing it and seeing the look of like total shock on his face,
right,
like, as the paper went into his eye, like, there was just something about it. I laughed about that for like hour, like outside of work, like every time I thought about it, I just, even a couple of minutes ago, or like, I was, yeah, I just, there's sometimes it's the smallest things that just happen very unexpectedly.
I definitely, I'm with you in that it needs to be something that kind of subverts my expectations, right? Like, if I see the joke coming, I find it less funny. So I like the kind of humor that kind of comes out of nowhere sometimes. Mm-hmm. I, I like dark humor every now and then because it's something that you never really know what is going to be said. Sometimes like crosses or toes the line in your, because it's not something that you would expect. I definitely think the physical element is a crucial part of what makes something funny. And, you know, there have just been so many great people that can do that stuff. I think it kind of depends on what you're raised on too. Like what kind of funny stuff did you watch in your childhood that was along those lines? Because when I think of physical comedy, I watched a good bit of Dick Van Dyke Show.
Okay.
And he is, I think, one of the best physical comedians of all time, just like with his facial expressions and being able to kind of trip over things or just like make, you know, he's just kind of a tall, gangly guy. So when he does something with his body moving around a room or anything like that, it seems very even more expressive. I think of him a lot. I think of also America's Funniest Home Videos, where it is some examples of people getting hurt, but also sometimes stuff that subverts your expectation. You start watching it and you go, all right, so I'm not sure what's going to be funny with this. And then all of a sudden, whatever happens, and you're just, you know, rolling on the floor.
Yeah, exactly. It's just sometimes just you're caught by surprise and you don't see it coming. Like you said, if the joke is going to be set up or if it's trying too hard to be funny going into it, the result is it's not going to be as funny, I think. It's all about the delivery. And so, yes, America's Funniest Home Videos captures that well. But also, like you said, like dark humor shows like, I don't know, The Office or Arrested Development.
Mm-hmm.
Just shows like that where just the delivery is more deadpan.
And yes.
Sometimes you can't really tell if it's a joke or not. And if you watch the show again and again, you'll find even more things that you might have missed the first time. So humor that's not trying too hard.
That's
something I appreciate.
Yeah, there's like a level of sophistication to it, almost very self-aware. I do think that self-aware kind of humor is really good.
Mm-hmm.
I love It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, God.
I go through spurts where I watch a whole bunch and then I take a break for like 8 months and then I'll watch a whole bunch and then I'll take a break for a long time. And it's because that show is so, it's so self-aware of, we need to make these characters very unlikable, and they reset their character arcs each episode, essentially. So it's really good at doing that. But yeah, I also think like having a little bit of sophistication and self-awareness of what you are trying to do and how you're trying to make the audience feel, besides just, you know, the slapstick, like Three Stooges element of things. I think that's kind of an important detail to what makes something funny for me.
Yeah, absolutely. And yes, for the record, I have watched It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia probably 4 or 5 times through.
Oh my gosh.
And,
yes.
You know, that is the type of show where sometimes you're watching it and you're like, oh God, like you have to like cover your eyes because there's like blood or something. And you're like, no, but you can't stop watching either. I completely understand that.
Well, to go back to your point that you made at the beginning, it is important that it is, you know, this is a very subjective question. So many different people are going to feel many different ways. If you pose this question to somebody special in your life or a friend, family member, anything like that, be sure to let us know where the conversation goes if you've got any great answers to what makes something funny. We would love to see what you've got to say. Be sure to share those stories with us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter. And be sure to tag us using the hashtag KidsQ so we are able to see it. Jada Drillo, thanks so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Brighton.